Hello, my name is Tommy, and I'm going to be talking to you about the checking age in hockey. Hockey is a very physical sport and arguably one of the most dangerous out there. From sticks and pucks to the face and other areas of the body to cuts from the blades on the bottom of the skates, the sport can get pretty dangerous. One of the most important aspects of the game is body checking. Body checking is used to knock a player away from the puck and onto the ice. This is a very exciting part of the game, but it can also be very dangerous. Both legal and illegal checks can cause injuries. For instance, in the 2003 Stanley Cup Finals, Scott Stevens, a player from the New Jersey Devils, laid a hit on Paul Kariya, a player from the Ducks. The hit on Kariya was clean, but knocked Kariya out cold. He laid motionless on the ice for a good time before he woke up and was taken to the Ducks locker room to be checked by trainers and doctors. Another example, but this one is of an illegal check, was in the 2017 preseason finale. Tom Wilson laid an illegal check on Oscar Sundqvist. Tom Wilson came from behind and drove his shoulder across the face of Oscar. Wilson received a 5-minute major, was thrown out of the game, and received a 20-game suspension. Oscar was later okay, but at the moment he laid motionless on the ice. These examples may make body contact seem very dangerous, but the truth is it's really not. The thing that makes it dangerous is when players make illegal checks. Adding on to the story of Paul Kariya, he later continued to play the game. He returned and he even scored. He showed Scott Stevens that he can't stop him. Kariya continued his career with no long-term effects, but he eventually retired because of too many concussions. By showing this, I'm stating that body contact is okay, but as long as it's legal. It can be dangerous, but if used properly, it's less likely to happen. Plus, this is the NHL. These are grown men, and they are much larger and hit harder.
Okay, so now getting on to youth hockey. Based on the U.S. hockey rules, body contact is not allowed until the age of 12. This makes sense, but I think it should be lowered for many reasons. Around the age of 12, that is when most boys and girls start to begin their biggest growth period. But some hit this growth later, and this can cause a major difference in size. With first-year body contact, major size difference can be an issue because the players may not be able to take or give a hit because they haven't done this before. So if a larger kid came in contact with a smaller kid, it could be bad. But if they knew how to hit, things would not be as dangerous. Of course, things happen and you could always get hurt. It's a physical sport. You can't always stop these things from happening, but you can reduce the chances of it happening. Kids need to learn how to hit. If they realize that they don't like body contact, then the sport isn't for them.
I'm here with Matthew Leary and Grant Stewart.
Hello.
So my dogs.
So how do you guys feel about the current body contact age in ice hockey?
I'm not sure the age is, but I assume it's from like 9 to 11.
The current age is actually 12.
Wow.
I think that's really high.
That should be lower.
Why do you guys think it should be lowered?
Because I'm able to hit a lacrosse when I was little. And I was like, give me them toes! And then I would just like lay them out, you know? And
yeah.
I think that hitting is a big part in hockey. It's one of the main parts. So I think it should be lower and you should be able to practice it.
Yeah, at smaller sizes.
Yeah, because like if you don't develop as a player from like your young ages, you're never going to develop into like a pro player.
Yeah.
That's a really good point, right? Because I'm so hard. All
right. Thank you, guys.
Yep, no problem.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, now I'm here with Jake Rubenstein.
What's up?
What do you think about the checking age in ice hockey?
I think it's kind of bad for some reasons because if you're smaller than the older kids, then they're just going to, like, hit you really hard.
So you think it's too high or too low?
Like, too high. And then it'll, like, mess your head up. But either way, it's, like, bad because it's just not fair for the little kids, because if the big kids hit them in the head, it's an accident and the big kids will get a penalty.
Do you think that body checking should be in hockey, though?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so in conclusion, I think body contact has to be in hockey, because that's a better way for them to settle their disagreements on the ice than fighting or, after that, trash talking, using language that they shouldn't. And if they can lay a hit, then that's a good way to get their anger out. But I also think that kids need to learn how to do it. Because coming into Bantam, there was a kid on my team who's 6'2", and then there was a kid on my team who's probably 4'6". Their size difference was crazy. And if they knew how to hit, but if they didn't and they came in contact with each other, they could get seriously hurt. So I really do think that body contact should be in this game, but I think kids need to be taught at a lower age how to do this so nobody gets hurt. Thank you for listening. Again, my name is Tommy Mackin, and I think that body checking should be in ice hockey, but it should be taught at a lower age. Thank you.